Remember the frightening sight, remember the first dark night, the way you feared for your life. I don't remember the place I was when the president died, but I recall the fall of nuclear rain and burnt skies.
And now, Michael Moskowitz and company.
Listening for some street sound.
Come to the show next week. Yeah! La 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 la.
That's Monk live on our show. And guess what? He's live on our show again. He's setting up, so it might be a couple minutes, but we were just talking about his super secret show, which is going to be really fun because it's like some super secret location that cannot be advertised on the radio. Ugh. But we can advertise, we can say go check his website at monk.net. I'll find that in a minute.
Yeah.
So anyway, how you doing, Monk?
Okay.
How you doing?
Fine.
You hear me okay? No, he doesn't have headphones on. He can't hear me. What are you trying to kid? What? Yeah, you got the headphones working? You got to take that giant hat off.
Oh, no! I must replace the hat.
I don't think I've ever seen Monk without his hat. Oh, there he goes. It's back on.
Someone asked me if the dreads were attached the other night, so I had to show them at a show.
Yeah.
Because that's bound to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, they're real.
And I said, for God's sake, what do you think I'm like?
Yeah, Monk.
Some faker?
Monk would not bring that. Kind of crap over here.
No, no.
To our studio.
No, I would not.
He wouldn't insult us with that fake dreadlocks.
I can insult you another way.
Yeah. I don't mind those. So do you want to talk a little bit, or you want to just start
us
off?
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about this show and stuff.
All right, let's talk a little bit. So you're here in America. You seem like you come every couple months.
Yes.
To do some music stuff, but you've only got really one show here, right, this time, right?
Yeah, I'm only here for a couple of weeks, and we're recording the drums for the next album. So I'm doing
why do you have to do that here? Is that
well,
a
my
question?
Band? No, but my band.
Okay.
Because my band is, although they're all session players, they're my regular band and they're right here. And so I always keep the same band pretty much.
How do you do your shows in the UK? Do you just do solo?
Yeah, I do it with my crazy looping shows in the UK.
Okay.
I don't have any other musicians, so I just make the whole track up.
Yeah, that's cool. And you said you're going to do that next time you come here, which I'd like to hear.
I'm actually going to do that. The first half of this show is me on my own, and then I kind of build the show. And then we end up with probably 9 people on stage.
Well, since you've only got this one show, it's going to be a doozy, and I'm going to definitely go. And I think our crew, Danny's going. I don't know about Michael Farrell yet, but I think he's going to come too.
That's great.
And I'm bringing my girlfriend, and we're going to make a whole night out of it.
It's a long,
Monk-themed night.
It's a great place for that, and it goes on as late as people stay.
It's in a warehouse somewhere, right?
Yes. I can tell you it's kind of Culver City in a warehouse, but I'm not really allowed to say anything else.
It's Culver City-ish in a warehouse.
Yes.
And
perfect for me.
You can check monk.net.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Isn't it monkuk.something?
.uk, no. I know, it's
no, isn't monkuk.com or something, didn't you have also?
No, I just...
Oh, no, it's myspace.com/monk.
Yeah, I trashed the MySpace.
Oh, good, yeah, good for you.
Yeah, I'm not really a MySpace guy.
It's not that good.
I tried, and I just, you know...
It's not that
good. It wasn't me.
So. You're not missing anything.
No, I know.
Yeah, it's bad. it's corrupt.
Yeah, we've like...
Especially for you. You're a huge proponent of the...
Oh, I really was.
The indie musician.
I am. And I don't particularly like Rupert Murdoch very much.
Oh, yeah.
He's not really my favorite
guy. We were just talking about Rupert Murdoch a couple minutes ago. And talking about how, you know, he's caused MySpace to sell out, and how fast we would sell out to him if he wanted to purchase any time on our show.
Great.
You know, we in theory disagree with him, but, you know, Rupert, if you're listening, come on down.
Yes. Give us some money.
Come on down, we'll
and
pay
then
a deal.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, that's not our problem. Who are we to judge? The check, as long as the check doesn't bounce, he's cool with us.
Okay, fine. I'll go with it.
But I do respect you for not having that view.
No, you have to stay with be yourself. I mean, too many people are selling out at this point, aren't they, really?
Everyone,
It's so, you know, the whole world's pretty much sold out at this point. We have to stand by something.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, without getting too annoying about it and preaching.
I agree with
we
you.
We don't want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you're not preachy, but you're one of the original independent musicians.
Yes.
Know?
Yeah, that's true.
You've raised thousands of dollars and produced these albums.
So
crazy.
Yeah, it works. I'm always looking for sponsors. So if anyone's listening, I need $40,000.
All right. You convinced me.
Okay, good. Thanks.
I'll cut the check.
My work is done.
Did you? What if Rupert Murdoch approached you and said he wasn't going to change your your music, you just wanted to get cut your
I would, yeah, I'd take the money from him and then use it. Yeah, because, yes, of course. Yeah, but unfortunately, that isn't realistic. People always want something back.
That's true.
Well, you know.
Especially Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, he'd really want something back, and I'm not willing to give that.
Young children.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Let's spread any vicious lies.
Like a piece of my ass.
About our future sponsor.
Or young children I know. So actually, I was playing. This is going to sound bad. Young children.
Nursery school. Stuff?
I've been learning softball today with some kids.
Whoa.
Yeah. No. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not in a Michael Jackson way.
Yeah. Yeah. Just...
Okay. Out in, I just came from the deepest West Valley of Chatsworth. I was playing softball.
Ooh, that's where Daniel Stein, our old co-host, is from.
Really? Yeah, yeah. I was out there today.
How was that?
I was
part
playing
of town?
Softball. Very quiet.
Yeah. Depressing?
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know.
You sound depressed.
We're sunny. Well, I wouldn't live there, but...
Yeah, okay.
Let's not be nasty. I learn a bit of softball. You don't see an Englishman playing softball very often.
Yeah, it's fun though, right? Did you like it?
Yeah.
That's a fun game.
I got some good hits, man.
I bet.
Shit.
You look like it. You got the arms of a slugger. You're a good softball player.
I found that the bat has to be about 60 degrees. That's what my, you know, roughly.
Yeah, I never really thought about it.
No, nor did I really. But
yeah, I don't know.
Sounded good.
I do like it. We tried to make an intramural sport last time, but maybe we'll do that. Make a team. Maybe you can be on our intramural team.
I don't mind.
Yeah, you can play on our team.
As long as I can wear the hat as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
just to you put can off the picture.
Yeah, the giant green leprechaun hat. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
couldn't get it to fit over the headphones. You're taking them off.
No, okay. No, unfortunately, no. I'll put it back on in between.
Oh, okay, good.
Or something. I'll do something with it.
Okay, that's good.
It has to sit by me here. Okay.
Yeah, keep it near. That's a source of Monk's power. If he doesn't have that hat.
I do like to have it. Yeah.
He withers.
Yeah,
and your dreadlocks.
You know, I have to have excess baggage to bring this damn hat over. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I've seen your hat.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, he's really got a big cylindrical box.
Yeah. Otherwise, it get crushed.
Yeah, and it's in the giant box. Yeah, that's a hassle.
So I must be. Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm trying my best. Yeah.
Do you ship that separately, or you carry on?
I carry that on with me.
Yeah, you don't want that.
It's the magic hat.
You don't want that lost.
The Monk hat's magic.
You could just wear it.
You could wear it on the plane, yeah.
You might get searched. That's suspicious.
You know, yeah. They search me anyway, so I mean, no, that's a double search, and I don't fancy that search.
Yeah.
When they put the gloves on, that's not my favorite search.
Hey, my favorite part of flight.
Especially not just before you fly. You know, you don't want to have a sore.
It ruins the whole trip, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I went through the London airport the other day, and they are
the
strict.
The other day?
This summer.
When you went to Paris?
Yes. I flew through briefly through London. Yeah. I went on the other side of the road. It was frightening. With driving on the other side of the road.
Oh, yeah.
You get scared about that here?
No, because I've been coming here and I lived here and I don't have a problem with it.
That's true.
At least, yeah, that's what I say. You should hear the people who drive around me. Probably think I'm crazy.
People in LA are not forgiving. They're
not on the freeway,
upset.
No.
They're upset, yeah.
No, I'm pretty happy on the 405. I'm all right.
Yeah, you lived here for how long?
4.5 years.
Yeah, all right. You got it then. That's all you need.
Yeah, I got used to the whole thing.
That's cool.
And yeah, you know, I mean,
the wheel on the other side of the car thing.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
I made a few mistakes, but I got away with it.
There's no
shame about those children.
No,
not really.
It's not really a crime.
It's a joke.
It's only a crime if people find out
about that family. Oh, that's sick.
Hopefully this radio show won't spark an investigation. There's a lot of dark secrets to find.
Well, the bodies are buried quite deep.
Bags of
dead. That's my Chevy rented car.
Hear that again?
Oh God, here we go.
No, officer, I'm British. Honestly, I'm a kid of unit. I've only had a few ales.
Oh, we almost fell back on the chair there. He has had a few ales.
I've always had a few ales. No. Oh,
there hasn't been a time when you haven't had a few ales.
Well, figuratively or whatever it is.
Oh, no, no. Monk's a good guy.
No, I haven't had a few ales.
Yeah.
I'm all right. I'll have those later.
Before the show at the warehouse, hopefully.
Yeah, no, definitely
loosen
afterwards.
Up.
Definitely afterwards.
So why don't we break into some music? How's that sound?
Yeah, that's fine.
Can you play us a little something?
Yeah.
Because we only got one song out of you last time, and I felt a little
one song.
Felt a little cheated, frankly. I loved it.
We were slightly tighter on time last time. Yeah. I seem to remember.
We had another band.
We had the model in. We had the other band.
This time we only had Adrian France, and now she's gone. So
she's gone. She's left the building. Yeah, she's not hanging around.
Yeah,
me. I don't know.
She got right out of here.
She got out as soon as she saw me, and her mother was chatting to me, and she just left.
Yeah, her mother called the police, I think.
Yeah, but they were on their way, and she was analyzing me.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't you tell? I felt like she was judging me, too, actually.
Yeah, she was just analyzing generally.
I got a feel of, yeah, of judgment.
I was really uncomfortable sitting in there. The mom kept looking at me.
Don't touch my daughter. If Wilder Valderrama's not good enough, she's not letting you touch him. Her.
Hey.
It's the second time I accidentally called her a guy. I'm sorry about that. I said that earlier in the show, too.
Is that a strange... something's going on there, Michael.
Something weird. I don't know. That's a disturbing little piece of my psyche coming out. Why don't we distract that with some more music?
Some more disturbing things.
Yeah. So what do you got for us?
I don't know. I think I'll play... How about... there's a song on the last album called Man Vanishes in Bizarre Automobile Incident. That sounds appropriate. How about that?
That's very appropriate.
That's appropriate, isn't it?
Child Vanishes. Sounds awesome to me.
Should we do that?
Let's hear it. I love it.
I have a kazoo here, so I might break for a kazoo break.
I would love that. I would love nothing more. Sounds great.
I'm going to have to shove that in my gob in the middle section.
Gob.
My gob. Oh. We probably haven't heard that for a long time.
No,
that's what she said.
Oh, for God's sake. For God's sake, man. Don't let it tone. All right. Should we go for it?
Let's do it. Here it is, Monk on Radio Free Moscow.
Clock on a Saturday evening, lying on my back staring at the ceiling, the bump and grind of the traffic as it goes by, everybody's going out on a good time. Why can't I put my finger on this feeling, flap like a fish when my mind is reeling? TV's depressing, news is distressing, I feel so alone, I've never felt trapped in an automobile, traveling 200 miles an hour into the sunset. When you're trapped in an automobile, traveling 200 miles an hour into the sunset, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? It's midnight, I'm still on my back, so I call my friend. She says, hey, give yourself a break. We have some wine, and we feel fine. There are many times when you gotta let that automobile go and enjoy the ride. You make me feel so at home. When you're trapped in an automobile, traveling 200 miles an hour into the sunset. When you're trapped in an automobile, traveling 200 miles an hour into the sunset, what you gonna do? Yeah. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? La, la, la.
when you're trapped in an automobile, traveling 200 miles an hour into.
Beautiful.
Let's hear it.
Nothing better than a live Monk performance.
Thank you.
He's very excitable. I love it.
Even sitting down. It's hard to sit down and perform, I find.
Yeah, well...
I might have to stand up and do the next song.
You're a very energetic guy in your performances. you know.
Thank you.
That's part of the reason for the whole secret location.
Yeah, we need space, man.
But
my whole band has that, yeah.
But, you know, I like hearing the softer side of Monk, too. It's nice. It's
maybe beautiful. In the next song we'll do a little soft one.
Oh, that was... I mean, that was a soft... I mean, you know, everything's soft when it's you and a guitar.
Yeah, you're right. Kind of.
Thank you.
I think there's a difference in the...
Touché.
You know how in the States there's a difference... I don't know. It's...
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. What about those children, though? Okay.
The children locked in the back of the car going 200 miles per hour.
Oh, dear.
What's you going to do, little
What kid? Happened? What was that? I think they might have killed your child.
Wow.
No, hang on.
I'm opening up a lot more than last time. I love when we have them a little longer.
I think you know, they told you when they let me out this time, they said don't mix, you know, the pink one and the blue one, and unfortunately
and
today
the alcohol.
And unfortunately I mixed them today.
That's cool.
But you it helped. The softball was wicked.
Yeah, and the performance.
It was like four balls coming at once.
Makes you four times as good.
Yeah, baby. It's very nice to be here. What did you do today, Michael? Did you do something nice? Did you chill?
I slept in, and I kind of just sat. I watched a show about the Antichrist on the History Channel, and then watched a show about the tsunami.
That sounds like you.
Yeah, a lot of really depressing television. It was horrible.
And I was running over children in Chatsworth.
We're quite the pair.
Oh, dear, there's another one.
Oh,
what is it, the right or the left? Can't remember.
The wheel's on the left, but does that mean...
But doesn't mean you drive on it. I can't quite understand it. I'm kind of going into a Prince Charles accent there. No,
that's perfect. That's beautiful.
It is. I can't quite understand California.
Can you you want to play us a little something else?
Yeah, okay. What do you want to... What kind of thing? What should we go for?
Maybe something a little... something relaxing. I don't know.
Okay.
Something to take it down a little, you know, mix it up, then go back up.
Yeah, okay.
You know what to do. You're a professional.
I know. I'll play one I haven't played for ages from the first album.
The first album. How many? What is the new album you're working on number-wise? What's that gonna be?
Well, the first album we released was a double, so if you count that as... If that's two albums...
I do.
That's two. Okay, one, two, three. This is the fifth one.
Okay.
Fifth album.
That sounds about right. Yeah. I've got all of them. You sent them all to me. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, we did two EPs to start with, but they have the same kind of tracks on as the albums in the end. So So it's the seventh release, but the fifth album, and this one's going to be really... Epic.
And when
epic is the word.
When do you expect a release on that?
To finish.
Or as they say in the business, drop.
Yeah, well, I don't say that.
I do. I want to pretend I'm in the business.
Oh, okay.
You actually could be in the business.
It's going to drop. It's going to be dropped, right? I thought I'd drop it, and then I thought I wouldn't. No, it's going to be dropped in about February to March. Spring, let's say, because it's going to take a bit to mix, because it's going to be a big thing.
All right.
It's very big. It's cinematic, in fact.
Well, we're going to be playing that on the show,
good,
I promise.
Good. I think it'll be the best one.
And we put up the... I didn't put up the specific information yet, but I put up the... We have a new calendar feature on our website. We're going to put up our favorite people's gigs.
Oh, yeah.
So you're on there.
We should do a link.
Oh, for sure. I'm linking to you.
Let's link.
You're the only one on there.
Let's link. That's right.
Hey, I'm not one of those softball children. Don't bring that talk in here.
Yeah.
They're linking with me.
Enter.
All right, let's play it. Let's do it.
Let's do Guilty.
Guilty Monk.
I played that.
UCLAradio.com. Who thinks?
just to remember when she used to breathe and feel. One day around half past ten, the winter air was cold, and so they came to wild applause. She always wanted so much more. She looks into her heart. She never wanted this. The guilty is what we are. Guilty is what we are. Generation sits inheriting the sin, and guilty is what we are, just trying to begin. Pressure in your mind, all you wanna do is scream inside. Don't turn the other way, don't turn the other way. When you feel the pressure in your mind, all you wanna do is scream inside. Don't turn the other way, don't turn the other way. You can only live for what you want. You can only give to what you love. You can only live for what you love. Turn around and be yourself. She looks into her heart. She never wanted this. The guilty is what we are. Guilty is what we are. A generation sits inheriting the sin, and guilty is what we are. Just trying to begin. Woo! Begin. Just trying to begin.
Scat solo.
Radio Free Moscow. This is Monk. Hello, everybody. Guilty.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
What's that one called? Guilty?
Guilty.
I like that one a lot, by the way. That was
Thank
really,
you, man. You've heard that one before.
I heard it on a CD, but it sounded more quiet, you know, like more, I don't know.
It's better. Everything's better live, yeah. Is my thing, which is should be that way around, though, right? Don't you think?
Well, if you're a good, real musician and not just a good, you know, producer, you know.
Right.
Well, a producer can make bad stuff sound good.
Yeah, I'd rather it was that way around.
Yeah, it's better.
Thank you.
I mean, not that the album's bad. But I don't want to go too far the other way.
Yeah, that's right, right. Thank you, man.
Yeah, definitely.
There's a little
kind of Radiohead feeling to it. I like that a lot. How do you feel about Radiohead? Are they kind of stealing your indie thunder with that new record policy?
Yeah.
Do you like
well,
that?
Well, yeah, no, it's good. I mean, and I've just been listening to that album, and
it's pretty good.
It is. It's that it sounds like they were smoking a lot of weed when they did it, but it's good, definitely good.
I like it better than their last couple ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. It's good. They're definitely making some real... It sounds very late night. It sounds like sort of 3 a.m., lots of smoke and jamming. They're kind of jamming it, you know?
It's not as much with the electronica and stuff. It's a little more natural.
No, I think it's... You know, the music industry is continuing to be... It's kind of dead, to be honest, as we know. And, I mean, they have to do stuff like that. People with that kind of power.
Yeah,
I mean, that's really good. No, it's really, really good.
But you've been doing it for years, though.
Yeah, I have. I haven't gotten so much money as them.
That's true. Yeah.
But, you know, it will happen.
If you think about it, though, that's more noble. You can't afford it, and you're doing it. They could really they could afford to throw their album.
I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind being able to afford it.
Yeah,
that's going to happen. I am. I just need money. Really, the thing that
Tom York is not worried about his next paycheck.
No, Tom's doing okay.
Yeah, he's fine.
He got a nice Oxford chair.
Yeah, he's hanging out. Yeah.
Let's go in the studio and do some. Hang on. I say, let's go in the studio and record some wacky shit. okay, Tom.
If you think about it, it's really just a publicity stunt now that I think about it. I mean, he's got the money. He's probably selling more albums by doing this.
I think he is. No, I think it's a really good thing, and it's essential, you know?
He's got twice as many people buying it for $5 than he would have had buying it for $10.
It's an interesting idea. I mean, that is the big problem for everyone. I mean, you can't... It's good that people get the music, but they do just take all the free stuff, and, what's music worth? It's tricky.
Yeah, it's a whole new. There's a whole new view on what music is and what it's worth how who owns it and the whole crazy moral thing going on.
I mean, the serious problem is. I mean, the trickiest thing for me is the money to tour because basically, that's what you have to do. That's
where you make money,
right? It's not just where you make money. That's the only way I can get it out and get enough audience.
Spread the word.
Right, that's the problem. Now, that's the problem Tom York doesn't have. And that's tricky for me because I need money.
And you're lucky enough at least that you have the ability to kind of have an alternate source of income that's also related to money with your actual scoring and whatnot.
Scoring stuff, that's
most
good.
People in your position would have to be working part-time as like a maitre d' at a restaurant or something. Yeah, exactly. And then they go take that money and go on.
Right.
At least you get to do the music full time.
Yes, I do. So that's true. That's very true. But that's the hardest thing for everyone, I think. The touring is, it's difficult to get a tour together without having quite big contacts, to be honest.
I bet.
And that's what I'm working on. So if anyone's listening, please get in touch. Monk.net, yes.
And come to the show.
Oh, come to the show first.
On what, the 20th?
Next Saturday, Saturday the 20th,
Saturday
9
the 20th.
p.m.
Check monk.net for more info.
Free parking.
Free parking, really?
And very cheap to get in. It's just a donation thing to get in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's all very cool.
Very cool.
You'll like it.
I will. We're excited, and we've never seen you play with your band.
Oh.
Although, we like the acoustic stuff, but not with your whole band. We haven't seen you.
Yeah, well, you'll see it all on that night. We're doing all of it. We're doing
cool.
From the small song to the big, huge, fucking,
Nice.
Jamming songs.
Do you have any more songs with the kazoo, by the way?
Let's do a kazoo. I can improvise any song with a kazoo.
Is there any specific song that you like that uses the kazoo? I enjoyed it.
The tricky thing is that I have to put it in my gob and stop playing.
In his gob.
In between. So I have to do a song where I can take a break for 5 seconds and put it in. So unless I have, I should have a beautiful,
one of those neck harmonica things?
No, I should have a beautiful... big-breasted assistant to put the kazoo in my mouth at the given moment.
We had that last time.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I'm repeating myself. Let's see. Oh, I know. Maybe, I'll do the horn line with this. There is
cool.
Paranoia on the 14th floor, I guess. You were going to play that, though, weren't you?
Well, yeah, we were going to play that of the live show, but it's
this is
very
two different
versions.
Why don't I do a funny, short version with this and the kazoo?
I think that's great. It's not live. Anything like the full band version.
I think not.
Let's do it.
Let's try it.
Paranoia on the 14th floor, Monk Radio, Free Moscow.
Okay, the technique is, the kazoo has to be on the left side of your gob, and you have to sing.
Put it in your gob.
I'm going to have to do it that way. I've never done this before. Live. Okay.
He's kazooing and singing at the same time, I think.
Yes, I'm going to sing in a funny accent, though.
You always sing in a funny accent. That's what I love.
Sorry, I'm English. I quite got it. Okay, let's try it. That's interesting.
Yeah, I love it.
Your baby's crying, the president's lying. You distracted enough. Celebrities lying because they can't stop lying. You distracted enough. Eat the media, watch the war. All your enemies are at your door. Paranoia on the 14th floor. You distracted enough. Even Jesus is sighing, but he can't stop trying. You distracted enough.
Celebrities crying cause they can't stop dying. You distracted enough. You're trying to run the jungle in your crocodile shoes. Learn to dance, you got nothing to lose. This is the 21st century blues. Are you distracted enough? Are you distracted? When all your fears are constant in my brain, I've got to free the monkeys from the train.
Beautiful. I love it.
That was...
You got to integrate that technique into your live set, I think.
I'll tell you, man, that makes your jaw ache like a mother.
Oh, really? It's better. It's better like that, though. You have to suffer for your...
Yeah.
Your
look at that kazoo. Doesn't that look lovely? Would you like to just put that in your mouth right now?
Have that destroyed.
No, I won't. Okay. Yeah, so Michael.
Very, very nice. And we'll play you out when we get to the end, or maybe at the end of the show we'll just play it. The live version of that.
The live version with the full 9-piece band.
Last time you played with your full band, right?
Yes, that was from July in the same venue.
Same venue, but that was last summer. This summer.
That was in July. We did that, yeah, and that was great. Yeah. It was really cool.
I like it. So very nice.
Yes.
I'm getting tired and hot in here. How are you doing? How are you holding up?
Sorry. I'm hot, but you know, I'm always hot.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm always hot. Hot, hot, hot.
That pill combination.
the pink and the blue, people. Oh, don't mix.
Huge reaction.
You know, in the mornings when you go and take all those pills, don't take the pink and blue.
Yeah.
Blue and I think the blue and the white is okay.
And the pink and the white.
Pink is not generally a dodgy one.
Okay, just in general?
I've found driving is a problem on it.
Very good. So let me say that you are listening right now to Monk from the UK, and he is playing next Saturday, the 20th, at and check monk.net for more info.
Yes,
and it's at, what time address is that starting?
9 p.m.
9 p.m.
Yes.
We're going to start the Monk set, and he's doing half with himself and half with a full band.
Yeah.
It's going to be very, very cool, we're going to go.
Great.
And, you know, he's performing right now on UCLAradio.com, but you can check him out at monk.net, and he no longer has a MySpace because he's sick of the corruption there, as we all are.
I was sick of all those people just advertising.
Yeah, it's all ads.
It's a bit sad.
Which is almost
fun. Especially when it's individuals coming and starting to, you know, you think, oh, no.
Yeah, people advertise themselves on your page.
I know.
Weird.
That's not nice, is it? Hi, my name is, you know.
Yeah.
I want to be your friend.
Maybe they just really did want to be your friend.
Yeah, right. They didn't give a crap.
They don't care about your music.
They care about their music.
They're using you.
I'm an artist. I can't have these MySpace people. Yes, anyway, sorry.
Believe me, that's okay.
Carry on.
We've got about, 10 minutes till we should wrap up, so we could get one more good one in there. What do you think?
Yeah, okay. One more good one rather than all the crap ones.
Yeah, I think you should stop those for now.
Shall I do a good one now?
Enough of the bad ones.
Shall I do a good one? Oh, God, a good one. Hang on there. I did do one once, and it was...
I think you've got one of those on the...
Which one was it again?
The double album.
There's that good song you did.
No. We love them all, but I don't know. It's hard always to pick the last one, so...
Oh, yeah. Well, last time I remember I did Nifty, so I won't do Nifty.
Nifty's one of my favorite ones by far, but yeah, I'd like to hear a new one.
Okay.
If you've got it.
I can do any of the songs from I should do a more one from the last album, probably. The most current one.
Did you play one from your new album yet? Do you have any on those you could play? You don't want to unveil them yet?
Yeah.
Don't want a bootleg copy of it?
Maybe I can do one. I could do a little.
Listen.
Yeah, I'll do a little. Let me try just do a little bit of a song that you've never heard.
Okay, fair enough. Here's a little bit of a song we've never heard Radio Free Moscow.
Okay.
Let's do it.
A blink of the eye became a soul on the hill. The soul became a boy standing still. And the dreams of a working class boy became the light that we breathe, becomes the day that we be. But the fears of a working class boy became the tears of a middle class man, and the fears of a middle class man became some kind of hell that we make for ourselves. When you're relying on machines to do life, the only way to look is sky. The breath of all the world becomes the gravity keeps you down, and a billion little thoughts, a cacophony of beautiful sound, and the channels that you chose.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Let's hear it. What's that one called again?
That's called Look Sky. And it's a song I just finished yesterday.
Did you say Look Sky?
Look Sky.
And that one's going to be on the new album, you think?
Yes, and we're going to perform that at the gig, hopefully. That's the only one we can do yet so far.
Why?
Because I haven't taught the band the other songs yet. I only finished writing that yesterday.
So do you have that one recorded yet?
No.
Aren't you leaving soon? Don't you have to have all the drum parts recorded?
Yep. I'm doing the drums all next week. I'll be recording that next week.
Wow. That's an intense session. Or like week long.
It is me. Look who you're talking to.
You can handle it.
Yeah, that's fine. Intense, I don't know what that means.
Wow.
Thank you, man.
Well, I was saying to the guys, we think you really brought your A game today. We loved it.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it. It was great.
I hope so.
Yeah, it was great. I love it.
Great, great. Hope we're your favorite radio place to go here in LA when you're here.
It is.
I hope so. We love you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Oh, no problem.
It's always a pleasure.
Oh, so we just got Monk out of here. He is a ton of fun. He's a really cool guy. And
he's insane.
He's crazy.
I think he eats babies.
Oh, believe me, he's great. He is a character.
Yeah.
You know the story of how we got Monk? He called the station, and Emily, the former program director, was talking to him, and she was like, "This guy is insane." And so she gave him to us because she figured it would be like something we'd like. And we're like, "Yeah, well, it sounds awesome. We'd love to have him on our show." And so we did. And he's one of our favorite guests.
That's great. That guy was awesome.
Yeah. Okay, here's a little Logan Whitehurst with the worst song I've ever heard, and we're gonna leave you on
that. The title or
no, it's what I think it is. But that's what you get because the show's over.
Yeah, so we don't.
Stay tuned for it. I'm in a band, and so am I, hosted by Eric Myers and Farrell.
Good night and good luck, folks. I already said it.
Connected.